When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
Welcome back. What if we told you about a major breakthrough on awesome savings on all-inclusive beach vacays?
OMG, this could break the case.
Case? I'm talking about CheapCaribbean.com.
Ooh, is it full of chilling intrigue?
No, it's full of hot savings. CheapCaribbean.com's semi-annual sale is helping you save $200 off your next booking for four nights or more. Score site-wide deals to your favorite beaches in Cancun, Aruba, Jamaica, and more now through the end of April.
We gotta take this show on the road.
Let's start at CheapCaribbean.com.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Is this recording? Okay. This is Dr. Ed Thaler. It's Friday, July 29th, 1966. I'm at my home in Middletown, New York. I have an unexpected patient here at my house, Robert Allen Zimmerman, a.k.a. Bob Dylan. He was involved in a motorcycle crash about an hour north of here, up in Woodstock. When he's sleeping, I often hear him shouting or babbling about his future. Right now, I say he is showing signs of a delusional disorder, and to be honest, I'm worried about his recovery.
In 1966, Bob Dylan crashed his Triumph motorcycle on a road in upstate New York. And then, he disappeared. As Dylan recovered privately in the house of a local doctor, no one knew where he was. When he resurfaced, he was transformed. He looked different. He sounded different. What exactly happened to Bob Dylan during those 10 days? Was he actually recovering from injuries sustained in the accident? Detoxing from heavy drug use? Was he suffering from a mental breakdown, having just completed a polarizing world tour and released a game-changing double album? Or did the Bob Dylan you thought you knew die? Blood on the Tracks returns with Season 3, A Bob Dylan Story, premiering Wednesday, March 2nd. Blood on the Tracks is part true crime, part historical fiction, part spoken word lo-fi beat noir brought to you by me, Jake Brennan, host of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Blood on the Tracks Season 3, A Bob Dylan Story, finds the fictionalized voice of Bob Dylan looking back at the past and peering into the future. It's a tangled tale full of Hell's Angels and Nashville cats, vagabonds and boxers, popes and punk rockers and sad-eyed ladies and more than one brush with mortality.
Dead. He's dead. That cat, that song and dance man, that Judas. The voice of a generation. Whatever the hell that means. The man named Bob Dylan. He died on a road in Woodstock earlier today. The history books will tell you otherwise, but believe me when I say that he died that day. He went over the handlebars of his motorcycle, The sun still burning in his eyes, and his head hit the pavement. Smack. Dead. I know because I was there. I saw it all happen because it happened to me. I needed it. I needed it to get free. Free from the pressure. Free from being Bob Dylan. But death is not the end.
Listen to Blood on the Tracks, a Bob Dylan story, beginning March 2nd on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Just like Bob Dylan, this podcast contains multitudes. Because you can't live this many lives without leaving a little blood on the tracks.